Yeah, it dropped on me.
Yeah, technology. What can you do?
What part of Germany?
We're gonna start in Berlin, and then we have several friends of ours, about 20 people total, like with their families and stuff. We start in Berlin. So we start in Berlin, and then we're gonna rent a car and take a couple of days to get to Munich, which is not that far. But it's just gonna go do
That's
the.
what I always do. I always rent a car and then I drive wherever I want to go. And shoot, I've driven into Slovakia, Czech Republic, in fact, all the way down. I drove through Schuston's Pass in Switzerland. And oh man, that's 1 year I spent about a month over there.
Wow.
It was
Wow.
pretty nice. I enjoyed it. There's
That's cool.
really there's some great places to visit, but visit some of those castles if you can.
Yeah, that's the plan. We didn't want to do it like with a tour group or on a bus or something. We wanted to kind of.
No, I never went on a tour group ever.
Yeah.
I hated those tour groups. I get locked in and you can't. I don't know. It's just too much hassle, you know. They want to take you around on a bus. Oh, hell with that.
Yeah,
But
so.
I'll tell you, the best place to stay is always above the pubs, like in Deburg. I always like to stay in Deburg, and they have a pub there. They give you the key to the bar, and you come in at the night, and shit, there. I mean, you go upstairs and go to sleep. So I didn't get back till midnight, and nobody in there because they close their bars. They close their bars at like 9 o'clock, 8, 9 o'clock. They're not like our bars, that's for sure. But I'll tell you, if you can get to Praha, man, that's a pretty interesting city. There's a lot of great castles to visit, And if you like castles, I mean, not everybody likes them.
Well, I'm gonna be with my wife, and she's got it in her mind that we're gonna go see castles. So,
Well,
it's not
that's
up to
great.
me. It's really not up to me. But yeah,
Yeah. I mean, I had lunch at where Winston Churchill had his honeymoon, I mean, I had a lot of cool experiences over there. But I've been there a few times, so but
nice.
I used to go into Yugoslavia. Oh, I'm talking about old Yugoslavia. Not in, of course, now it's called Slovenia, Croatia, and Serbia, and Macedonia, and all that shit. But anything along the Adriatic, oh man, there's a little town called, what the hell's the name of that town? Trieste. Anyway, she probably wants to go to Venice too, huh?
We've done Rome and Florence. And gone around a couple areas. I think one day we did, while we were in Florence, we did Bologna, stuff like that.
Yeah,
So we do that. My
we.
wife has a business as well, and she sometimes they do masterminds. The Florence trip was a mastermind group for an international home staging company, and
Oh, okay.
so she likes she gets those exotic ones like that. I mean, I call it exotic,
Yeah,
but yeah.
well,
It's
like
not
Venezia.
Las Vegas or Orlando, So
Yeah, I mean, I personally like to visit over there, but nowadays it's getting a little bit dangerous, so you better be ready to fight. That's all I can tell you. Because you got to deal with the Muslims over there, so. I saw a
So
guy fight like four Muslims and whipped their asses. Oh, man. By himself.
how many years ago was that?
Oh, that's a few years ago. I don't know. I used to travel by myself every time, and I would go to some of the. I've seen some of the craziest things, man. Oh shit, man, that was so funny. There were some Cockneys that were going to beat up this British guy, and I stopped them. And they said, "Hey, are you a Yank?" And I go, "What the hell's a Yank?" "American." I go, "That's right, I'm fucking American." Then next thing I know, I was partying with them. They were really nice after that. But you had to call them on it, you know. But you better be ready to fight, that's for sure. They were some characters now. Boy, they had some of the ugliest girlfriends. Oh, man. Anyway, it was pretty interesting.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Their teeth were like going all directions. And, ooh, man. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. But the Cockneys are real tall, you know, and they talk in rhymes. So they don't like the proper Brits.
Uh-huh.
And they will fight with them at a drop of a hat. And so I saw some pretty interesting things, man. Of course, like I say, I was by myself, so I went wherever I wanted to go, you know.
Uh-huh.
And if I saw something on the map I wanted to go see, I just drove over there, you know. Heck, it was none of it was that far a drive for me, you know. I mean, look how far we drive all the time, you know, going to South Carolina, wherever, you know.
Right.
Anyway, it's, you know, I'm just saying, you can have a lot of fun over there if you know what you're doing. And
exactly.
There's I don't know whether you ever heard the song Bridge of Sighs.
No.
Well, that's about a bridge in Venice, Venezia. And that's where they used to make the death row inmates walk over it on their way to be hung. And that's why they called it the Bridge of Sighs, but it's in Venice.
Uh-huh.
But it's a landmark, I'll tell you. It's something. I've been all over down there. Had a good time, though. But Venice is up in the north, so, you know, Trieste is really close to that, too.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to Trieste and hung out and met an old lady. She was from New York. And, oh, she was so funny. Oh, she was comical. She was from Brooklyn, New York. But anyway, she goes, "Let me buy you a drink." And I said, all right. I don't even drink, you know, but you kind of have to over there. It's a custom when you walk into one of their houses, they expect you to drink this stuff called Slivovich. It's nasty stuff. It's a plum brandy. It's nasty.
Huh.
But if you get the opportunity, they expect you to drink it in one gulp, you know. So anyway, that's I guess the end of my stories for the time being. I could go on and on about Europe in general, you know, but a lot of crazy stuff. Well, listen, Forrest, I really don't have time this week, but I mean, maybe when you get back from Germany, you know.
Okay, I get back on the 30th, so I'll reach out to you that week and we'll set something up.
All right. That sounds like a better plan.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your understanding. And again, I apologize.
Oh, don't worry about it. I was just mowing grass. And after that, I was done. And I said, well, I'm ready to go home, you know.
I get it.
Right. You know, a couple hours on a mower like that, you're ready to go home. All right. I'll talk to you a little later then.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.